National Park Service workers started putting back the slavery exhibit at the President's House site in Philadelphia yesterday. This comes after a judge ordered the federal government to restore the exhibit after it was removed because of a Trump executive order that targets some of the darker parts of American history. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more.
When we fight,
we win.
When we fight,
we win.
The panels were removed in January, 10 months after Trump signed the executive order. They detail the lives of 9 people enslaved by George Washington while he lived in Philadelphia as president. The removal sparked swift legal action from both the city and activists, who said the federal government's removal violated an agreement that requires city consultation before any alterations are made. During a celebratory rally Thursday, Black History tour guide Nigel Johnson quoted Frederick Douglass saying, quote, "Without struggle, there is no progress."
We have shown on, and we will continue to show, that fascism can be defeated. Yes. That you can and take on the most powerful figure in the history of the world and on the planet, the President of the United States, and you can win.
The legal fight is likely not over. The Trump administration says it plans to appeal the judge's ruling. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.